Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chuck Walsh here, too. Chuck is a new friend. He's the founder of Customer CEO, which is a customer insight and engagement and marketing firm out of the great city of Austin in the great state of Texas. And for a number of years, he's been helping people just like you and me, companies, businesses, large and small, just like you and me, put their best foot forward in the marketplace in that role and as the CEO of his company. And he's got a new book out that's named after his company, but it just so happens that it's absolutely right on point for what's going on these days. The book is called Customer CEO, How to Profit from the Power, that's the operative word here, the power of your customers. Chuck Wall, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. Congratulations on your book. It's beautifully done, well written, and it has it also has the added benefit of being absolutely on point for today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words.
Well, talk to us a little bit about you travel in big circles and little circles. You work with big folks and little folks, and you see a lot of different things out there. What are you seeing? Talk to us about what you're seeing happening, especially where people are stuck in the old ways while the new way is running over them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as business people, we're classically trained from either school or our peers and bosses and mentors that, we tend to be linear and bottom line oriented, obviously, in all things. And that's typically made us focus on the products we produce or the services that we render in terms of what we can push out into the market. We rarely look at things from the customer's point of view. I'm reminded, I, for instance, spent many years in the radio broadcasting industry, and obviously
we're smart enough to get out of that.
Exactly. That's right. Trust me. That was completely true. But I'm reminded by the bosses that I had, the sales managers who, insisted on us selling the packages of ads that the customers never wanted. And so in the sales meetings, this would come up and, I'd raise my hand and say, wait a minute, they don't want that. They want something else. We're not answering their need. And of course, you're slapped down and told to stand in the corner. So I think that same attitude still exists, of course, unfortunately, all the way to the top of the corporate ladder. And so what I've tried to do with my research over the years as a business person, really, as an entrepreneur, is talk to my customers, because I realized after some pretty big failures on my own part that I didn't have all the answers, that they were much smarter than I was. And, that's, I think, the attitude of humility we all have to take and take a step back from, the things that we always think are right.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, of course, you and I grew up hearing the customer's always right. Find out, the goal that you want is in the customer's head, get it out of their head, all that. But even during those days, the business had control, had more elements of the transaction than the customer did, because we had the products and we had the information. They only had the buying decision. But as you point out in your book, they now have the information. And as I've been talking to my audience about for a long time now, with the shift of information, access to information, from you and me as business owners to the customer, that changes the balance of power. And that's what you talk about in your book.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fascinating that there's a couple of great business leaders that I learned a lot from over the years and reading their material and actually having a chance to hear some of them speak. Jan Carlson from Scandinavian Airlines,
right,
coined the term moments of truth. And then later, A.G. Lafley from P&G talked about the two moments of truth. One, when you encounter the product for the first time on the shelf and the second time and you experience it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now the term that's being used is zero moment of truth. Mm-hmm. And that's the time that the customer actually is spending researching the product, having no contact with you, but getting that information right up front.
Right. Right.
So that by the time they encounter your product or service or you know conversation with your salesperson or whatever it might be, they've already made a decision,
right.
Very likely of what they want and exactly how they want it. So well, you've got to be able to be flexible enough to have tailored your offering to take that into the your equation.
And use outside sales examples. There was a time when our job as salespeople, as an outside salesperson, was to qualify the customer to see if they fit the profile of customers that you needed, but now you're being pre-qualified by the customer. You're being pre-qualified by the customer. That's what you're talking about. And this is happening not just in the outside business-to-business world. It's happening all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most fascinating trends that I think is going to emerge is that as companies continue to now rely upon what they're calling big data, which means they can categorize and put you into the box that they want you.
Big data, folks, is the little brother of Big Brother.
and maybe soon is Big Brother to Big Brother. I'm not sure.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a crutch for companies, frankly.
And controversial.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
But here's the fascinating thing. Because the consumer has more information than ever before, they're going to turn that on its head and already are beginning to do that with apps that will actually push out, think of it this way, personal RFPs, personal request for proposal.
Right.
So that even the most mundane purchase, you could then send to a series of companies saying, here are my specifications, here's what I'm willing to pay for it, here's how I want delivery, et cetera. And if you want my business, then you have to cater to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, companies haven't even, frankly, considered that possibility.
With
some people Monday, and they'd never heard of such a thing. Well, it's a reality, and it's the way the customer will push back on the Big Brother control that they is coming.
Chuck, tell us how we can find your book. Do you have a website for it?
I do. You can go to customerceobook.com.
And your own website is?
All about it.
Your own website is customerceo.com?
Customerceoconsulting.com.
Consulting.com. Check it out, Chuck Wall. And I will be right back. I'm going to get him to tell us about some stories that he has in the book about how other people have done what he's talking about. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.